This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More than 2 months ago, former state treasurer Andy Dillon resigned, clouded in controversy. Today, word leaked out that Dillon is still on the state payroll, has been since November 1, still pulling down his full salary of $174,204 for training his successor, Kevin Clinton. Zoe Clark, co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics, joins us now, along with Lester Graham of Michigan Watch. Hi, you two.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Well, it appears there's, some controversy over this story.
I think that's fair to say.
Complaining about the fact that the Snyder administration has kept Dillon on, and no less, at full pay.
Indeed, Cindy. In fact, just a couple hours ago, Lon Johnson, chair of the Democratic Party here in Michigan, posted this to his Facebook page, and I will quote, "Unbelievable. Snyder's former treasurer is still getting his full salary and benefits after resigning amid controversy. Republican Governor Snyder is running state government like a club for all of his cronies." Again, that statement by Lon Johnson, chair of the Democratic Party. And that's going to be the messaging from the Democrats, right? Of course, we should note, though, Cindy, that Andy Dillon is a former Democrat himself, former Democratic state lawmaker.
Only a little irony there.
Right, just a slight bit.
A little bit. So, Zoe, what's the administration saying is the reason behind this?
Sure. Well, we heard from the spokesperson for the Treasury Department, and he's saying, hey, you know, this was the plan all along, that Dillon all along was going to assist the incoming treasurer, that he's helping the transition along. And, you know, there's certainly an argument to be made for that, right? We've got cities and school districts under emergency management throughout the state, something that the Treasury Department deals directly with. And, of course, the fact that the city of Detroit is in the process of Chapter 9 bankruptcy. So these are big, big issues.
Thorny, thorny issues. But, Lester, are you kind of questioning this?
When is a state not facing really big issues? I mean, the treasurer's office, let's face it, it's a political appointee. He or she heads up the department. But there are bureaucrats there who know what they're doing. They're in the midst of it. They're doing the real work of this. Transitions happen all the time, whether it's every 4 years or in a case of a two-term governor every 8 years. So we see these appointments made. The idea that you keep him on to make sure that we can transition like this. And if you're going to have a former treasurer as an advisor, that's fine. If you think it's necessary, great. If you want to give him, you know, a little short-term severance, that's fine. But let's do it at a lower salary. I mean, he's not the treasurer now. He's an advisor. Let's cut the salary in half or something like that. That makes a lot more sense.
Right. And I mean, there does appear to be a tone deafness here about how at least this looks. You know, that top executives, the fund managers are getting these raises, making these salaries, but not working people here in Michigan. And, you know, one can argue that that may or may not be fair, but this is something certainly that the Snyder administration is going to own right now.
And this is, you know, reminds everyone that, hey, when he hired a budget director, it was at twice the salary as the previous budget director. So, you know, that is still a little sour in some people's mouth. But the ironic thing here, actually, the I think sort of hypocritical thing here is they didn't tell us this was happening. They didn't issue a release. The governor has stressed in State of the State speeches, we need more transparency in government. We need to be telling people what we're up to. We need to let the people know what their government is doing. And this is another example of a failure of Governor Snyder in being transparent in his own administration, things he has direct control over.
And this has been going on since November 1. So here we are. And I guess I'm hearing you both say this could have certainly been handled a little better, at least from the PR side of things.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
I mean, I absolutely think so. Exactly. When Dillon announced his resignation, they should have come out right away and said, here's what's going to happen. Here's how much he's going to get paid. It doesn't look good to have reporters being the one. I mean, we love it, right? It keeps us busy. But it doesn't look good to the public to have reporters being the ones coming out. And really, they should have inoculated themselves from this. And now they're dealing with this now a week before Governor Snyder is set to deliver his State of the State address. This isn't what they want to be dealing with 1 week before a big address.
Exactly.
Like that.
And that's the point. There are bigger problems in this state, and the administration needs to be addressing those, not dealing with just really easily avoidable stuff like this.
Well, giving Lon Johnson a great big fat club that he's able to swing on his Facebook page.
And absolutely.
Sure,
and
the only one.
Throughout the day, exactly. Throughout the day, we're already seeing groups coming out to talk about this. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a TV ad that you know, or at least a YouTube video that comes out from this as well.
And Democrat Mark Schauer, who has aspirations to the governor's office, has already posted this freep story that we originally saw right away. I mean, and why not? That's easy for him.
It is.
That was Lester Graham from Michigan Radio's Investigative Unit Michigan Watch and Zoe Clark, co-host of It's Just Politics. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.